This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
National Mistress Day. This is where everybody gets caught. I've heard this so many times, and it has to be true. It makes all the sense in the world. You've got to satisfy your what, for lack of a better term, side bitch, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's when it all goes bad for you. That's how you get caught. That's how the bill shows up, the credit card stub. Where did you go? You come home. People get suspicious. Why would you leave the night before? You know, why is this such a big deal?
Why have you been gone so long? Where are you at? Well, Carrie Therese is on the hotline right now, licensed Michigan private investigator. She's seen it all.
Hey, Carrie, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. I've been looking you up online, and man, you have gotten a lot of attention as a private investigator. You guys go deep, fast.
Yes. Yep. This is all we do. I've been doing this over 20 years, and nothing surprises me anymore.
No, I'm sure. I mean, it's not just infidelity investigations, because we're going to talk about that because of National Mistress Day, they call it. But it's, you know, getting caught cheating right around Valentine's Day. But you guys do everything from missing persons, criminal investigations, divorce evidence, all kinds of stuff. And you have everything from, what did I see? I saw aerial drones, but I saw underwater submarine drones as well.
Yes. Yep, we do underwater. We fly the drones. I mean, you name it, we do it. We have, like, decoy ducks that have cameras in the eyes, so no one can get away with it.
What are you using decoy ducks for?
Well, over in Michigan, we do cases all throughout the United States. But over in Michigan, you know, it's a beautiful summer. So a lot of people go in the lake and they cheat. So it's hard to catch someone unless you're scuba diving. You know, we really have to go under the water. So now we have these ducks we use. They have cameras in their eyes. So no one would think a duck is, you know, up to no good.
Of course. So of course. Oh, dude, listen, I had a friend.
Remote controlled duck over.
I had a friend, Carrie. This is how simple it was for them. He was such a terrible cheater. He was cheating with a chick at work. And his wife wanted to know about it. And so she hired a PI. He literally walked up to the restaurant. They stopped at some chain restaurant. We're eating with each other. And the guy just walked up, knocked on the window, and just used his camera. And then walked away.
Like, so much for being discreet.
I go, so what'd you do? And he goes, nothing. He goes, what could I do? He goes, I already knew I was caught. Like, yeah. He goes, there was nothing I could say at that point. And I mean,
you might as well finish dinner.
Oh, but for real, man. Mm-hmm. It's, and again, that's a pretty blunt way to do it. But I imagine you guys, like, let's talk about this. Valentine's Day, let's say you have a side piece and you're trying to satisfy that, because the other way you're going to get caught doing stuff like that is you're going to make the side girl unhappy and she's going to rat it out in a fit of rage, right?
Right. So National Mistress Day is the day before Valentine's Day. But really, you have a three-day window. You have Mistress Day, which is the 13th. Valentine's Day is the 14th. And then the 15th is National Side Chick Appreciation Day. That's what we call it.
All right.
So what happens is... Go ahead.
I was going to say, so Mistress would be one step above Side Bitch?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Yes. So what they do, they'll devote the entire, you know, Valentine's Day to keeping their wife happy or their steady girlfriend. So they have to take out the mistress the day before so that they feel important, they feel loved, they'll use excuses like, oh, you know, the restaurants are very busy on Valentine's Day and things are more expensive, so we should just get, you know, ahead of all that and just go early. So, you know, they set up everything. And then the 15th is they have to take care of the side person. And it's okay if they feel like they're an afterthought because, you know, it's just a side chick.
Right, right. And most of them know, right? So we're talking about the mistress that maybe doesn't even know that you have a wife. Like, so you've got to fool them both.
Yes, right. The side chick usually knows, you know, what's right up and what's going on. But the mistress usually has no idea. And what we found out is that a lot of people will take the same mistress and the wife to the same restaurant.
Oh, come on. Like, that's just lazy.
So,
that's just lazy. How do you feel like you're getting hammered by that?
Uh-huh. Yep. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, the restaurant people, they know what's going on. They call it their busy time of the year. It's our busiest time of the year as well.
Wow.
But they see it.
Wow.
They see the same people come in, repeat offenders.
And so what's the most common way to get busted? How are people getting caught?
So what we normally do, we'll attach a GPS to the person's vehicle and kind of see where they're going. And if they end up at a restaurant, we'll go to the restaurant undercover. We'll go in and get video and pictures, and we can pick up audio and kind of see what's going on.
Wow. And there's so much surveillance now. Like, you can tell where everybody is now. There's nothing.
Yes.
The cameras are so small. Hell, they've got those new Meta glasses that you just put on, and they're videoing everything in the room. They just look like Ray-Bans.
We have those.
Yeah,
they're fantastic.
But,
you know, it's interesting to see people have a completely different life, and it's very expensive. It's almost like having a second job. I mean, it's very hard to do. It's time-consuming. So,
okay,
you know, we see it every day. And
let's go a different angle on this. Let's say that we're pro-cheater today. If you want to get away with this, what's the key to getting away with it?
Renting a car. Take your car, park it somewhere, park it at a rental place, get in another rental car, take that somewhere, get into the person's car. I mean, it's very hard to do. We've had people that go inside like a mall and change clothes and come out completely different and get into someone else's car.
It's like bank robbing.
It's very difficult to get away with it, especially, you know, when it's a problem, when people are addicted to cheating, it's like gambling.
Right.
So.
And why do people? Because it can't just be sex. Like, I understand some of it is just raw physicality, but the rest of it, like, why do they, is it just they need that bit of that prick? They need to feel it, right? They need to have that thing.
That little adrenaline. Some people just, they just love cheating and they can't stop. It's addictive. But I will tell you that there are people on Valentine's Day, if they're not happy with their gift, they might just start looking around for someone else.
Yeah.
They might explore their options. So Valentine's Day is a time where they start to reflect on their love life. You know, and people, if they're unhappy, that's where the 15th comes in.
Yeah, and there's more people than you would imagine getting divorce papers on Valentine's Day, because just what you said, that time of the year makes people start to reflect, and they go, you know what, it's good as time as any.
And it's great when they want us to serve papers on Valentine's Day, because we can just put the papers in, you know, a thing of roses and just hand them the roses and you're served. I mean,
right.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, Nikki, what were you asking about credit cards?
You'd mentioned, like, when if the wife or the husband catches the bill, if they don't go the route of using their credit card to book the rental car, book the hotel, buy something that's a gift online, how have you seen that people have been able to get away with it? I mean, is it just strictly cash paying for things so you don't have a paper trail?
I mean, Venmo does leave a paper trail, so that's a good thing to check. But a lot of people do use cash, or they'll open up a credit card you don't know about, or use a prepaid card, because, let's be honest, cheating's expensive, and you still want the write-off. So, you know.
I was saying, you probably do it through work, too.
All right. So, Carrie, tell me this. Are you married? Are you in a relationship?
I'm married, yes.
And
I'm married. My husband and I own iSpy together.
Oh, so he knows. There's no chance.
Yeah. Yep.
You've looked. You've watched, though. You have, haven't you? There's no way you haven't.
What was that?
You've peeked in on him. You've followed him a little bit. Like, you've done a little checking.
Well, you know. Oh, of course. I mean, we both have GPSs on each other's vehicles just to make sure we're safe. But it's always in the back of your mind.
Sure.
You know, you want to make sure.
Of course. I mean, I think that's normal.
Every day.
That's human, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
It's human. It really is. And for people that come to us, they already have an idea that something's going on. So it's not just something that popped in their head.
Yep.
And they just want reassurance. And it's all confidential. So it's okay to find out. I believe so.
Last one. Do you find that more married men or more married women are stepping out?
I would say more married men, but women are better at it. They're harder to catch.
They really are, dude. Mm. Yeah, we're dumb. We've always been dumb because we're so basic and stupid. I mean, we men really, like, you know that. Carrie, you know that.
You know, I think they're just, they have their guard down. You know, they think, I'm never going to get away with it, but we're going to catch you. Yeah. You're going to get caught.
Listen, if you want to get a hold of her, how can people find you for iSpy? iSpyInvestigations.com.
Yes, iSpyInvestigations.com. It's EYESPY Investigations.com.
All right.
And we are all throughout the United States.
They're giving me the rap.
I'm here to help you.
You need to get into Kansas City and Missouri.
Yes, I do. I need to click my heels and be right there.
Well, listen, you guys are in Michigan, you're in Ohio, you're in Florida. Those are three high cheating states.
Yes. And we also do, people hire us directly wherever we are because they love our services. We're very good at what we do. We've been doing this over 30 years.
All right.
So,
what's the average price to catch your spouse cheating?
It just kind of depends. It usually runs maybe around $1,500, I would say. Because, you know, we have to go in. If they're eating something, we have to eat something to be able to stay in the restaurant. So it's usually about that.
Small price to pay for 1,500.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, man. Like, I'm in.
For a peace of mind. Yeah.
All right. Listen, you stay right there. Thank you, sweetheart. And guys, yeah, I think a lot of people get caught. And I think they get caught doing stupid stuff all the time, man.
Yeah.
What was that company that we had? You would test their panties to see if there's any semen in it because the, you know, drippage and all.
Semen spy.
Yeah, semen spy. Like that. There's your basic stuff. Guys, we're like, we're going to check your underwear.
Mm-hmm.
There's that stuff. There's the credit card stuff. There's the surveillance stuff. Now, you're right. And the phone, you can see where everybody is, right?
Yeah. I purposely put, we're on the same phone too, in case I take a ditch on right. my way back and forth to the lake. But he can look at my phone at any point
and see where you are.
Exactly.
Well, listen, you ain't cheating on Mike.
I just said this off the air to him.
You're a beautiful and attractive girl, and no doubt you would have many offers. But once somebody really got to know you, they'd be like, "Yeah, no, that's, I'm not doing that." I'm like,
"You're right. I take that as not an insult."
No, that's not an insult. No, you really aren't the type. That's not you. Like,
right.
If you let me tell you something. If I were to find out you had done something like that, my eyes would fall out of my head. It would, because it's just not. It's not. I've never seen you play that card on any level.
No,
my teeth would explode.
Love is dead.
It'd be over. I'd be like, well, this is crazy.
We were talking off the air. It was just, I think, earlier this week, and Mike said something cute where he occasionally will, like, I'm out like skirting around. I don't know where you disappeared to, and I go, and I've said this to him before. Are you? You're not kidding. You think I want one more effing dude in my life? I come here every day.
Oh.
I interact with you people, and by that I mean the brothers I did not ask Jesus Christ for.
Yeah.
Then I drive my car. Maybe I sit in a parking lot. Maybe I shop at Marshall's. I don't know. And then I come home to you with this kind of talk.
Yeah.
Nope. We good.
Dude, you are the 2025 Loretta Lynn. Like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.